Proclamation number 8255 of 28th of August, 1962. Effect of the Love Illumination. Anyone who is still in the night of the spirit will also not accept my ray of love which wants to guide a light to him. For my adversary still controls him and prevents him from working with love. Otherwise the human being would kindle a light within himself and then also willingly open himself to me and want to be illuminated by me. Time and again such a person will be placed in situations where he can be of service to his neighbor, and time and again his heart will be appealed to so that it will show itself charitable, that he will let his heart speak to his neighbor and bring him help when he is in need. Such opportunities will be created for all people, for this is the most important thing in their earthly life, that they ignite love within themselves, that they perform works of love in unselfishness, because then they unite with me, who am love myself. And once they have established this bond with me, this is like the opening of their hearts into which my ray of love can now penetrate, which impels increased activity of love and also constantly increases the degree of light, and now the spiritual darkness will give way and make way for inner enlightenment. And then the soul will be saved, for where my illumination of love was once able to take effect, constant descent is also assured, for love is strength which never remains inactive as long as it is not opposed. The soul which feels touched by my love will no longer turn away from me, it will strive towards me because it always recognizes me more, because inner enlightenment also gives it knowledge of my nature and it now also begins to love me and no longer wants to let go of me. Then I will have won it for eternity, and its earthly life will only give it the opportunity to increase its degree of love so that its soul will always become more permeable to light and it will be able to enter bright light after its earthly demise. It is only important that it finds its way out of the spiritual darkness, and now you can also explain the many strokes of fate which affect people. For the fellow human being should always be stimulated into loving activity as a result. He should turn to his long-suffering fellow human beings full of love and try to help them, be it in physical or spiritual hardship. And anyone whose heart is not completely hardened will also be touched, and then salvation is also certain for him. He will step out of the darkness of night into the light of day as soon as only a spark of light falls into his heart and ignites a light. But if the human being remains hard and unfeeling, he is still completely dominated by my adversary, who is devoid of all love and who always wants to prevent the human being from changing his selfish love into unselfish neighborly love. And this is the battle which is waged time and again by the light and the darkness, and which only the human being can bring to an end. He can already live in brightest light during his earthly life, just as he can also remain spiritually darkened until the end of his life and then enter the kingdom of the beyond in complete darkness, where the gates into the kingdom of light are closed to him. For a person who is completely without love will not find the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ either, and he will not be released from his original sin on this earth, and it will be unspeakably difficult for him to still find the divine Redeemer in the kingdom of the beyond and to appeal to him for mercy. Although this is not impossible if he gives up his resistance as a result of loving intercession which follows him on the part of people on earth. But for the most part such people will not have acquired works of love on earth which will follow them into eternity and which result in loving intercession. And there is a great danger that they will sink into the abyss again and still offer resistance there when they receive merciful help from the beings of light. Then a new banishment is the inevitable consequence, so that one day they will be able to emerge from the night into the light again, even if it takes an infinitely long time. Amen.